I'm just travelling on the back of a truck full of kids and soldiers. We're going from the airport to the centre of town. It's a very dangerous road. We're in a kind of escort with guys with guns several cars behind us. It's an extremely febrile atmosphere. One of the villagers of the game pass is ethnic Uzbek, and they've been opening fire on cars that go past. Now, the situation here is still very sketchy, even though most of the violence has calmed down. It's clear that the situation here is far from resolved, and that there are still fighting going on, still gunshots. From what we've been able to gather in Osh, most of the ethnic Uzbek population has fled. It's now encamped very close to where I am at the moment, just a few kilometres away at the border. But the problem, of course, is that this is a very rural district. I'm looking out the window at fields of corn, poplar trees, and there are also kind of agricultural settlements, some of which ethnic and some of which are Kyrgyz. So overall, the pattern is far from a stable one. But what we know is that as many as 100,000 Uzbeks have fled. Some of them have crossed into Uzbekistan proper, but many are still on the Kyrgyz side of the border. There's not much evidence of humanitarian relief. At Osh Airport, we saw a Chinese plane which was evacuating Chinese nationals and delivering some medical supplies, but really there's no sign whatsoever of a kind of large-scale humanitarian operation. And, you know, actually being in Osh, you're kind of wondering what the international community is doing about this. It seems not much at the moment.